alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the special Ramadan edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara, and Antigone Chai Prime will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Antigone Chai, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm alhamdulillah well. It's just a bit cold outside, and I hope everybody's enjoying themselves indoors.
Yes, it really is very cold. Already the 13th day of the month of Ramadan. And if you look at it on Saturday, it will already be the 15th of Ramadan. That's halfway already.
It's already halfway, and yes. Ramadan is going so quickly.
Yes. And our thoughts, our du'as are with all the people of Cape Town and Knysna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you with all the fires and the wind and the, you know, the storms there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them as well. Well, here's what you can look forward to in today's program. We're going to commence with the health segment. And Sister Zaida will be taking us through the immune boosters for winter. And also some remedies to relieve congestion and a chest pack for adults and babies. Then I'm going to be traveling to Morocco, and I'm going to be taking you through the Ramadan cuisine in Morocco. So we're going to be telling you all about that as well, what type of foods the Moroccans have during the month of Ramadan. Thereafter, an interview with a food blogger that's called Baked by Rees and Treats by Rees. That's on Instagram. Sister Rizwana Siddharth will be joining us online for a short interview, and she is a blogger as well. Then we're going to go on to our Radio Islam female presenter. Sister Zinat will be sharing with us one of her favorite recipes at the Kreta. And she's going to be taking us to a fresh vegetable soup recipe. And Antigone Chai Prime, what recipe can we look forward to in yours?
Today we're having two different types of recipes. It's one savory crumpets recipe and a rose and cardamom semolina porridge recipe.
Now that recipe, I think if we don't have time by Sister Rizwana, that's actually her recipe. If she doesn't have time to share it with us, we're going to share it with the listeners out, because she will be on her mobile phone. So that's one of her recipes that she's actually going quite healthy in the month of Ramadan. And then if we have time, we're going to be asking you a question. Yes, what are your must-have kitchen helpers during Ramadan? And Greta, what are your must-have kitchen helpers during Ramadan?
Well, a frying pan, a slotted spoon.
Yes.
The fryer, the electric fryer. Well, I think that's about all. There is so many other things, yes.
For me, it's my foil, my wax wrap, my cling wrap, my Kenwood chopper, my dishwasher, my wooden spoon, my wood. The list just goes on. Anyway, let's go to the health segment. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Zaira. Can you hear us?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I can hear you.
Okay, my humble apologies, gremlins in the lines again this morning.
Gee,
but nevertheless, Zaira. Now, today we're actually talking about immune boosters for our chilly winter. Today, now to try eating with fasting, to observe fasting as a religious obligation, but only few know that if properly implemented, it promotes elimination of toxins from the body, reduces blood sugar and fat stores, it promotes healthy eating habits, and also it boosts your immunity. And so Zaira will tell us more about fasting and how it boosts the immunity.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When an individual is on a balanced, healthy eating in between fasts, then this alone can boost your immunity. So elimination of toxins and reduction in fat stores in your body also helps the body to boost up the immunity. And when we take a date to break our roza, we increase the body's store of essential vitamins and minerals. Vitamins A and E are good antioxidants and readily give us multiple benefits, which help to boost the immunity. And every part of our body, including our immune system, functions better when it's protected from environmental assaults and bolstered by healthy living strategies such as avoiding gluten flour foods. But many of us are on a savory mission at present, I think. And sugar foods like cool drinks, ready-made juices, desserts, burnt foods, additives, MSG, preservatives, seed oils, the ones we're using to fry our samosas and bhajias, then the soya, the corn, artificial sauces, tinned foods. So basically here what we need to do is to cook healthy from scratch. also taking a vitamin D supplement every day and try to expose a bit of skin to UVB sun without using any sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, why should we not use sunscreen?
We all know that sun gives off vitamin D. Mm. So Almighty Allah has created the sunlight to give us natural benefits. And today we know the more deficient we are in vitamin D, the more our health suffers. And sunscreens filter out the UVB, which our body requires. It takes in the UVA, which is the harmful rays. Then also we need to get regular exercise to boost circulation and immune strength. Rebounding is an excellent home gym. You can also do arm rotations and other simple movements to keep your lymph circulating. Lymph movement is crucial for immunity. In the herbs, we get tinctures, decoctions is especially designed to protect your respiratory tract, and these will include golden seal, garlic, chlorella, propolis, echinacea, and elderberry. We need to take measures to minimize exposure to immune damaging chemicals such as those that you'll find in laundry products, cosmetics, personal care, and fragrance products. The artificial fragrance and chemicals found in most of these products causes allergies and are carcinogenic, and they cause liver damage. Then my favorite one is clean up your diet. If you're eating cheese and drinking processed milk, these substances are to be avoided during the winter influenza season especially. In many people, cheese and dairy products tend to cause sinus stuffiness, which is really a lack of sinus circulation. This can make you more susceptible to physically catching and harboring a virus floating around. Then we need to boost our mineral intake, especially zinc. Both zinc and selenium are hugely important for immune function. And zinc is especially very well known for functioning as a shield support against many viral attacks.
Mm-hmm. Now, which foods are high in zinc, Shaira?
Pumpkin seeds, not only are they extremely high in zinc, pumpkin seeds also play a role in the prevention of prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. Then we get sugar-free dark chocolate, garlic, sesame seeds, watermelon seeds, and also chickpeas. Then to boost our trace mineral intake, we switch to using zinc Himalayan sea salt. And while we eat it, we also wash our hands more frequently. Mm-hmm. Many of the infections we receive during the flu season come from us touching contaminated surface and then touching our eyes, mm-hmm. our nose, our mouth. And also the other one, colloidal silver, which I always talk about, the natural antibiotic from the pharmacy. You can take it up to 7 or 10 days as directed.
Mm-hmm. Now, Zaira, you know, there's so much of people down with the flu and the colds, like bronchitis, pneumonia. Now, you have given some home remedies to relieve congestion and expel them. Share with us some of those home remedies.
We've got fenugreek mace tea. Fenugreek helps to expel phlegm, so if your baby can walk, you might consider brewing him some fenugreek tea. And if you're nursing a younger baby, you can drink some of the tea. Now, to make this tea, you boil a tablespoon of fenugreek seeds in 2.5 cups of water for approximately 10 minutes. Remove from heat, let the seeds steep for 10 to 15 minutes, and you can put some honey and you can drink this. I do this using flax seeds also. Mm-hmm. Then we can do steaming. Something else you can do for steaming is to, for runny nose, coughs, you take a pan, you add some ajmo seeds, a chopped onion, a few slices of chopped cabbage. You can use 1, 2, or 3 ingredients from here, it depends what you have. Then you just dry roast it and stir it, and you stand nearby with your baby to inhale the smells. And the adults can do this, cover your head with a towel and inhale. Then there's massaging the baby's chest, back, and feet with warm coconut oil can be very soothing for the infant. Do not use eucalyptus, rosemary, or other essential oils on baby skin because it's very potent. You rather burn it or diffuse it in the home. You fill the bowl of the burner or a vaporizer with water. Then you add 3 to 6 drops of essential oil. Light the candle and the oil will evaporate as the water heats up. And do not let the bowl dry out. Mm-hmm. If your baby is more than 6 months old, you can use garlic massage oil for the chest congestion, but don't overdo it. You just need to take a peeled clove of garlic, 2 tablespoons coconut oil in the pan, heat it on low, and when it becomes hot, add the chopped garlic and roast it till a nice aroma comes out. You switch off the stove, and when the oil is warm, you take this garlic and you use this garlic oil and you use to massage the baby. Then I've also got a chest pack for babies in Iraq. You take two onions, a slice it, one piece chopped ginger, you saute it a bit, and when it's warmed up, you put it on a dishcloth. And then you wrap it up like a burrito or an envelope, mm-hmm. and ensure it's not very hot before you place it on the chest and cover the patient's chest with a blanket. And you leave this on for about 20 minutes. You can do the same using it under the feet. And it will also be very productive. You'll find like the person is coughing more, and it means that the mucus is being expelled from the lungs. Mm-hmm. Then we know the famous one, the Ajmo, where you... you warm up the seeds tight in a cloth and tight onto the baby's chest, and baby will inhale it from here, and it's very effective in treating nasal blockages in children.
Okay, Zaida, that's I guess this remedy always works. The Ajmo there, I mean, Antigrade is also quite familiar with the Ajmo.
Yes,
it works wonders. Yes. Well, Zaira, you've actually got a healthy hot chocolate recipe. Now, unfortunately, due to our time constraint, we started a bit late because of the gremlins in the lines. The healthy hot chocolate recipe is on the website, so listeners can go onto the website and, you know, go through the healthy hot chocolate recipe. But if we do have time towards the end of the program, we will share it with the listeners. Nevertheless, Zaira, Jazakallah for sharing with us. And the immune boosting foods as well, and the remedies as well. And my humble apologies for this late start in the interview today, Zaira.
No problem. Make dua for us.
And you also, Zaira.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, that was Sister Zaira Muhammad from Kamati Perth, and we shared with you the immune boosters for our chilly winter, quite a chilly day out there as well. And well, let's go for a very short break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Sister Rizwana Siddat, and she is a blogger, a food blogger, and she's also Baked by Reed, that's her food blog account, and Treats by Reed, that's on Instagram. So stay tuned. من ثنية الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي أيها المبعوث فينا جئت بالأمر المطاع جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير داعي تیری محبت کی مہک سے یہ زمین آسمان آباد ہے رحمت کی برسات آتی ہے دل و جان یا رسول اللہ ایوہ المختار. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ, and welcome back. Well, today we're chatting to Rizwana Siddat, the sweet sister behind the great blog called Baked by Reese and Treats by Reese on Instagram. I love Rizwana's blog because she shares easy and healthy recipes. Most of them are quick to and perfect during and out of Ramadan. Baked by Reese is a great blog to find meals, ideas you and your family will love. Assalamu alaikum, Rizwana. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Amara. Alhamdulillah, I'm very well. Jazakallah for interviewing me this morning.
And certainly a pleasure. I've got Antigrade Ibrahim with me also in the studio.
Assalamu alaikum, Rizwana.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Rizwana, tell us.
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah.
Well, Rizwana, I hear you in Johannesburg. I hope you're enjoying the cold weather compared to Durban.
Yeah, it is actually quite freezing here. On our side, it's a bit warmer, but alhamdulillah, it's a nice change.
Alhamdulillah. Well, Rizwana, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm formerly from a town called Lydenburg in the Eastern Transvaal. I'm married in Port Shepstone, which is on the south coast of KZN. I have four sons, alhamdulillah. I've got a BEd honors degree in education, and I have a passion in baking, decorating, and educating. Putting these three things together basically brings out the creativity in me.
Mm-hmm. I see all your pictures on the blog and on your Instagram page as well. Now, Baked by Reese is the name of your blog, and Treats by Reese on Instagram. Tell us a little about each of them.
Okay, basically, at Treat Berries, I just started off maybe early this year. I did have a running Instagram account, which was Reese Cedat, but it was basically just to post one or two random pictures. At Treats by Reese is basically a platform whereby I post pictures of my treats or delicacies.
Mm-hmm.
And www.bakedbyreese.wordpress.com is my blog where I share quick and easy recipes.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Now, Rizwana, where does your passion for food come from?
Okay, I've always had a passion and appetite in the kitchen. I love being creative. I love doing different things. My inspiration would be my kids. My kids love sweet treats, and they inspire me daily into trying new and different things.
Lovely. Now, I see you've really gone healthy this Ramadan. The rose and cardamom porridge is ideal for suhoor. Please share the recipe with us.
Okay, basically I decided to go on a bit of a healthy road this Ramadan after having my baby and just shedding a few kilos. And also with the nutritional value and deliciousness of the dish. Basically, it's simple. I'm just going to give it to you very quickly due to the time limit I have.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just a normal soji porridge, so it's semolina. Basically, you make a paste with it. You pour it into a little bit of water. And to it, you add a little bit of rose essence and cardamom, which is ilachi powder, to give it that rose and cardamom flavor. You then allow it to cook. And then I also added a little bit of ilachi syrup, which gave it that pink color. And you allow it to cook, simmer on low heat. And obviously, if you're on the healthier side, you basically sweeten it with honey or sweetener and serve it with coconut milk or a little bit of almond milk. But if you want a richer version, you can serve it with Nestle's cream, sweetened with condensed to give it a nice, rich taste. And I basically top it with almonds, coconut, and strawberries, or anything that you would desire, basically.
Okay, lovely. And this is basically a lovely soju porridge ideal for suhoor. You actually call it rose and cardamom semolina porridge, and it's on your blog as well.
Jazakallah
for sharing it. And is this the one, the whole recipe is on our website. It's called Rose and Cardamom Semolina Porridge, and courtesy of Rizwana Sayed. Rizwana said that, sorry about it. Rizwana, do you create your own recipes?
Okay, you know what, Sister Amara, there's no set recipe in the kitchen. I would say yes, I get the recipes from a recipe book or from a WhatsApp group or from social media or kitchen queens. And basically I use this as a basic recipe and I adapt it according to my liking,
mm-hmm.
how my family would like it. So most of my recipes are adapted. Like if I take a recipe from a particular place, it's obviously inspiration from there, but it's adapted according to my liking.
Yes,
so I don't follow it exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. See? And finally, Rizwana, what your message to the listeners out there, to family and friends?
Okay, I would just like to say to everyone, first, a shout out to all my family, my parents in Leidenburg, Ismail and Karen, my in-laws in Port Shepston. And also, I would like to tell all the listeners that for more quick and easy recipes and for some sweet inspiration, follow me on @treatsbyreese. And Jazakallah to you and Radio Islam for inviting me on your show this morning.
Ameen, Rizwana, it's always a pleasure. And inshallah, the next time we're going to get you to do for a longer interview.
Inshallah, dear, I would love that.
And you can share more lovely recipes with us.
Inshallah. Jazakallah so much.
Jazakallah, Rizwana, you enjoy the rest of Ramadan.
Jazakallah, you too. And to all my followers, Jazakallah for the inspiration through encouragement and motivation. And Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Well, it was Sister Rizwana Sidat, and she is a blogger, food blogger, and her food blog address is Baked by Reese, and her Instagram name is Treats by Reese. Jazakallah, Rizwana, assalamu alaikum. Well, let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be telling you all about Moroccan Ramadan cuisine. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Let's now go on to and tell you what's the what the people of Morocco have during the month of Ramadan and Hijra. Well, 90% of Moroccans eat harira every day during the 29th or 30 days of Ramadan. Now, it's basically like a type of a soup.
Yes.
It's served in colorfully decorated bowls and accompanied by shebakia. It's a honey flower shaped cookie sprinkled with sesame seeds. It's eaten using a special spoon with a deep ladle like shape that has been carved from lemon or orange wood. Now, the soup is soothing and easy on the empty stomach and further prepares the body for the large meal to follow. But it goes much beyond that. Harira is a symbol of Ramadan. Now, cooks begin preparing the soup in the afternoon and its simmering aromas emanate from homes. And tomatoes, spices, usually some meat for flavor, and plenty of fresh herbs, parsley, coriander, and celery leaves are found in nearly every pot. Markets do a brisk trade in these ingredients, and during Ramadan, the price of tomatoes goes way up, and parsley and coriander can be hard to find. But beyond those ingredients, there is little agreement and certainly no unified version of the dish. Now, these are many recipes for harira in Morocco as they are cooked. Now, some versions reach red from abundant tomatoes and tomato paste, others more yellowish from turmeric and saffron. Now, these are those who with nuances of cinnamon, ginger or caraway, and those that include more pungent peppers or even cumin. Some cooks eat lentils and chickpeas, others just eat one or the other. Lamb might be added for flavor or beef, and depending on the season and region of the country, different vegetables might be included. In some parts of the country, a handful of rice is tossed in, while elsewhere cooks eat small vermicelli pasta. So basically it's a type of
It's like a broth.
It's like a broth.
Yes, it's a broth.
Like a iftar, like a halim, like a soup.
Gee.
Then on the iftar table during Ramadan, though harira is accompanied by plenty of refreshing liquids, tea and coffee, milk, juices, and fruit purees thickened with avocado, there are bowls of olives, hard-boiled eggs to be dipped into cumin, and fresh cheeses, marmalades, and honey to eat with various breads. These range from puffed pita bread like rounds to layered flat bread cooked on a skillet and unleveled bread made with cornmeal. And there are sweets, of course, hard biscotti, like fakirs and date stuffed semolina cookies are two favorites.
Mm.
So that's the cuisine, the Ramadan cuisine in Morocco. And talking about soup, we're joined now by a very good friend of mine, our colleague, and it's one of Radio Islam female presenters, Sister Zinat. Assalamu alaikum, Zinat. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Amara?
Alhamdulillah, I'm great in the studio with
you. Yes, Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Abba Khadija. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah.
It's so nice to have you on our show, Zinat.
Well, it's lovely to be with you too, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, on a different note, you know, before we do the Handy Hints program together, then we do the health program together.
Gee.
But on a different now, I think it's more on a recipe segment. Sina, it's really lovely having you. And you're going to be sharing with us your fresh vegetable soup recipe. So I've actually called it Sister Zinat's fresh vegetable soup recipe. Take us through the recipe, Zinat.
Okay, Alhamdulillah. It's so ideal for this cold weather that we're having today.
It is.
So maybe our listeners can try it out today, inshallah. Okay, I'm just going to start off. I know you're running short on time. So let's talk about the vegetables first. It's the pre-packed vegetables that you normally buy.
Okay.
You know, the one with the turnip and the carrots.
The soup mix.
Yeah, the soup leek, etc. And you know what? You just add one more large potato to it and one large onion to it, because these days they don't put it in the pack anymore.
No, yes.
Okay, so you add the potato and the onion, and you need one pack of the fresh soup mix, that is. Then you need one medium chicken. Preferably the bony parts, and you cut it into smaller pieces. You need one chopped onion. Then you need 2 tablespoons of ghee or coconut oil. But I've been using coconut oil, alhamdulillah. You know why? It doesn't float on the top of the soup.
Taste-wise, isn't it?
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. It has such a lovely taste, especially if you use the, I think it's called the organic one. It's
organic,
got a bit of a coconut taste in it.
So
but you can use the plain coconut oil one as well.
Okay.
Then you need 1 tablespoon of plain ginger garlic paste and 2 tablespoons more of garlic paste.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then you need 1 teaspoon of crushed green chilies. Now that obviously is up to you, but I don't like making the soup very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel you can always add more if you need, more chilies if you need, you know, once it's done. Then you need 1 teaspoon of crushed black pepper or white pepper. And again, 1 teaspoon of salt or to taste. Simply because you are going to be adding the packet soup, so that normally has quite a bit of salt in it, so don't add too much of salt
mm-hmm.
yet. And then a 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric or arad as we know it. Okay, those are all the spices that you need. You also need a 1/2 cup of oats and 2 packets of the Knorr vegetable soup. You can use the thick vegetable soup, you can use the curry vegetable soup, they're both delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So, or you can use 1 of each, it doesn't matter. Right? So just mix this in a little bit of water and keep it aside. So that's all the ingredients you need. I'm sure you'll go through that again.
Okay.
Right. Now the method, it's actually very quick also. All you do is you just peel, wash, chop or Maggi mix all the vegetables together. And then just boil it separately for about 5 to 10 minutes to soften. Now, this can also, obviously, what you can do normally is keep all these things ready and packed in the freezer. That's what we normally do before
yeah.
Ramadan, you
mm-hmm.
know, keep it all ready. Then braise your onions in a bit of ghee or coconut oil until it's soft, not brown. Then add the chicken with all the spices. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Then just cook your chicken until all the water is burned out and just braise it well. I love braising my chicken well before you add anything to it.
Okay.
Then add about 2 liters of water, a little more to, you know, you use your discretion and you allow it to boil on medium heat for about 30 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Add your vegetable. Now, you know, the boiled vegetable, but if it's too chunky, all you do is then just blend it with your hand blender,
mm-hmm.
or you can liquidize it. It's up to you. Or you can even use it chunked, you know, mm-hmm. cut
that's
into great. Little
mm-hmm.
fine chunks, I think. It tastes nicer sometimes when you bite into the vegetable while you're having your soup.
Yes.
Then just add 1/2 cup of oats and allow it to, you know, just continue boiling for a while. Now, your soup at this stage will start thickening because of the oats.
Mm-hmm.
Then add your vegetable soup mixture to the pot. That's your packet soup. You just add it to the pot and continue boiling for a few more minutes until it's done.
Mm.
It's as simple as that.
Well, it's a bit of a lengthy recipe, isn't it? But certainly
no, you know,
a very
always,
nourishing recipe.
Gee, mm-hmm. when you look at a recipe, you always think, so many ingredients.
It's so easy
but
to
really,
make
when you make it, it's so quick because all your ingredients are there with you. All the spices are in your spice tin. You just add them quickly. And, you know, these vegetables, you can clean it up and have it ready, cut, stored in the freezer. When you need it, just take it out and cook it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I like about the soup is that it's very filling. It's very nourishing, alhamdulillah. I think it's a healthy soup
mm-hmm.
and it's a meal on its own. I know here at home, especially now during the month of Ramadan, I'm just making soups. I think I've just about tried every possible soup you can make.
I'm making more soups. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's eating anything. Even if you mm-hmm. cook a pot of food, they just leave it aside. So I've ended up just making soups. And then, of course, serve it with your garlic rolls, your plain rolls, your
mm-hmm.
garlic bread. And I know old people even like just having it with roti.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really
very
nice.
Indeed, yes.
And yes, also if you want to, maybe just top it up a bit with your green chutney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just put a little bit of that green chutney, so even if it's a bit less salt, it'll, you know, it'll blend in nicely and it'll just be right and it'll be just strong enough, alhamdulillah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's my quick and easy, mm-hmm. very, and I love making the soup because even the grandchildren love
okay.
eating it.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you for the lovely recipe. It's on our website, so it's Zenith Fresh Vegetables. Thank you so much, Zenith.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu and enjoy the rest of your Ramadan.
To you as well, Zenith.
Assalamu alaikum. You too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, that was Sister Zinat, our colleague here. And so we actually named it Sister Zinat's fresh vegetable soup. And I'm sure Anikita, you're going to get a nice big pot out.
It sounds like it's a very big recipe.
Yes, nice big pot tea, out. Perfect tea. For today. Yes,
yes, now
it's. Okay, let's go on to your recipe, Anikita, savory crumpet recipe.
Okay, for the savory crumpet recipe, it's one bunch of methi bhaji, a cup of self-raising flour, 1 tablespoon chana flour, 1 egg, a teaspoon of salt, green chilies to taste, 2 tablespoons of cream-style sweet corn, 1.5 cups of water. Your method is, you wash and chop your bhaji. Finally, add in the remaining ingredients together with enough water to form a soft batter. Drop spoonfuls of mixture onto a lightly greased nonstick pan or tawa, turning once until golden brown on both sides. And that's a very quick and easy crumpet recipe.
Very, very tasty indeed. I made it like twice now in the month of Ramadan.
Okay.
And you get quite a bit out of it.
Yes.
Let's repeat the recipe. The ingredients are 1 bunch methi bhaji. It's 1 bunch methi bhaji. 1 cup self-raising flour. 1 tablespoon chana flour. 1 egg. 1 teaspoon salt. Green chilies to taste, then 2 tablespoons cream style sweet corn, and 1 3/4 cups water. So you wash and chop your methi bhaji finely, then add in remaining ingredients together with enough water to form a soft batter. Then you drop spoonfuls of mixture onto a lightly greased nonstick pan or a tawa, turning once until golden brown on both sides. Now when you make this, you can actually add a bit more green chilies in. It must be a bit strong.
Yes.
And also you can actually use a ladle.
Oh, okay, yes.
A small
works very well.
Well, yes.
In a nonstick pan, it goes really very easy.
Very, very well, yes. Well, we've got a few minutes before we end off today's program. So we're asking the listeners out there, I'm going to be taking about a few callers. In fact, I'm just going to choose maybe, Anikita, you can choose the 4th caller today. How's
okay,
that?
All
right. And the 4th caller, tell us what are your must-have kitchen helpers during Ramadan? Well, we shared ours, you know, at the beginning of the program. So we're going to take the 4th caller, and the 4th caller can go away with a 6-piece knife block set sponsored by Adams Discount Center, 4-Ways, Shop 6 and 7, 4-Ways, Value Mart. So this knife set is actually sponsored by Adams Discount Center, and Ziad can open the line 011-854-1548, and Anikita will take the 4th caller. What are your must-have kitchen helpers during the month of Ramadan? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, our engineer here, she's got the 4th caller. Assalamu alaikum, Anikita.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Whom am I speaking to?
Hello, hello. Hello.
Gee, I can hear you.
Can you hear us, sister?
Umi Fatima.
Gee.
Okay, Umi Fatima. What are your must-have kitchen helpers during Ramadan?
A paper towel, non-stick pan, alkalizer, blender, air fryer.
Oh, Jazakallah so much, sister. Certainly, absolutely. These are all kitchen helpers. And sister, mashallah, you're the 4th caller, and you're going away with a 6-piece knife block set sponsored by Adams Discount Center, 4-Ways, Shop 6 and 7, 4-Ways, Value Mart. And their telephone number is 011-465-7928, sister. Jazakallah, sister. Mashallah, congratulations. And please leave your details with our engineer, and you can come and pick up your prize from Sister Aisha. That's weekdays between 8 and 4 p.m.
MashaAllah, sister. Well done.
MashaAllah, sister. I'm sorry, the lines are not very clear, yeah. Later. But anyway, the sister has actually worn. It's actually quite a nice knife set, you
is
know.
It,
ideal for the month of Ramadan to chop your onions and your vegetables.
Yes.
And all the soup greens.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. It's a lovely set as well. So the sister can come and pick it up from Upper Aisha. Inshallah, next week we're giving away another one, the week after another set as well.
Inshallah.
Well, Anjikarita, next 2 weeks you won't be with us.
No.
See you after Eid.
Inshallah.
Your message to the listeners out there, Anjikarita.
Jazakallah for having me on air, and it was so nice. I hope everybody have a more spiritual Ramadan still, another 2 more weeks, and have a blessed Eid, inshallah.
And I'll give it to you also, Jazakallah, for coming on air, and you have a lovely rest of the Ramadan. May it be lovely to you, and you'll have a lovely Eid as well.
Jazakallah.
And still, we're going to be still calling you one of the days again.
Inshallah.
Maybe
inshallah.
A question or a quick recipe or a hit.
Not a problem.
We're going to call you at home.
Not a problem.
So that's where we give it for today. From Aunt Grecia Prime and myself Amara. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.